You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I wish I could tell you all Christian life is always like this. You know, Christian life, we all know, we could say amen to this. It's filled with ups and downs. Amen. All of us experience our share of highs and lows. But I praise God through our life's journey down here on earth. God has provided a wonderful traveling companion that helps us enjoy the Christian life a little bit better. God's people are to sing. Let me say that again. Silent night. God's people are to sing.
Amen.
Oh, yes. One more time. God's people are to sing.
Amen.
Whether we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, and whether we're being blessed or being burdened, and whether we're the victor or the victim, God wants to hear his people sing.
Amen.
We used to sing a chorus over in the other property choir members. You probably remember this. Sing when the day is bright.
Yep.
Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way. Let us sing, sing, sing. This is how the song goes. Where's Miss Liko? Right there. Can you... Well, we'll learn this chorus here a little bit. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night every day. All the way. Let us sing, sing, sing. Oh, sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night every day. All the way. Let us sing, sing. One more time. Sing it out. Sing. To Ephesians, please, channel 5 tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, please. One of the wonderful privileges for the saved. By the way, if that's you, say a hearty amen.
Amen.
One of the wonderful privileges for the born again here on earth and in heaven is the joy of singing.
Amen.
By the way, singing is one of our activities in heaven. Revelation 5:9. Now, don't get excited now, Brother Shilton. I'm going to say something, all right? Don't get excited now, Christians. But we will sing for as long as God live with all the saints, with all the angels, with all our loved ones, with all our friends, glorifying all God Almighty forever and ever.
Amen.
Yes. Singing is important to our God, and that's why he created music. He created music for his glory. He created music for his people and the church. For our God is a singing God. The Bible says, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 17. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will joy over thee with singing.
Amen.
In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ sang a hymn before going to the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew chapter 26. You recall the angel choir saying the night our Savior was born. A King Solomon was used of God to write over 1,000 songs. The book of Solomon is called the Song of Solomon. The book of Psalms is a collection of Old Testament hymns. Music is a major doctrine in the Bible. Over 300 verses in the Bible speaks of music. The subject of music is mentioned 750 times in the Bible. You recall King David was known for his skillful playing of the harp and singing praises to God in 1 Samuel chapter number 16. Miriam, the sister of Moses, led the Israelites in singing after the crossing of the Red Sea. And on it goes. I'm simply saying tonight, God loves music. Can we say that together? One, two, three. God loves music. I'm going to entitle the message tonight for a short moment. Sing on, Christians. Sing on. Sing on, Christians. Sing on. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me to be an encouragement to your wonderful people. Thank you, Lord. We have something to sing about and shout about. Thank you to those who've been saved. Thank you for the eternal activity you promise us that we'll be glorifying you through songs. If there's anybody here tonight who's not sure that heaven is their eternal home, Holy Spirit of God, I pray tonight be the night that they trust you as their Savior. Thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter number 5, please. 62 years after the death and resurrection of our Lord, in a cold and dark prison cell, Paul writes a letter to the believers in Ephesus to encourage them. I see three divisions in the book of Ephesus. Chapters 1 and 2 speaks of the blessings of the believers. Ephesians chapters 3 and 4 speaks of Paul's burden for the believers. And then, of course, Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 speaks of the battles of the believers. May I say, God's people, none of us is immune to the devil's attacks. All of the saved contend with the devil's schemes every day. We sing, once again, I face Satan this morning, and I'm not talking about your husband or wife. We face him every day. So often we can get overwhelmed in our Christian life, even though we're living a very, very, very blessed life. Can I hear somebody say amen? Amen. We all battle principalities, and we fight the rulers of the darkness of this world, and we face all types of spiritual warfare and sin in high places, because the wicked devil is well aware that he is on his final campaign to destroy. And that's why the devil and his demons are after us all the time. He will place many spiritual speed bumps in our lives because he is on his final mission to hinder the church, for he is the great hinderer. He will use failures. He will use friends. He will use the flesh. He will use our health and sickness and sometimes family and sometimes finances or whatever means necessary to oppress us and discourage us in these last days that we live. And the devil's mission is to destroy everything that God created and loved. God created a home. Guess what? The devil is destroying homes. God created a church. The devil is misleading the church or many churches today. God gave us his word. The devil is creating his own words to confuse people. That's why there's an unprecedented confusion of choices in Bibles today. Everything that God created, the devil has tried to destroy. And Satan is out to confuse and muddle everything that God made. God created music. Guess what? The devil created his own kind of music too. The music that the world loves. The music that the world enjoys listening to. But it's the kind of music that's destroying purity. The kind of music that provokes people to be immoral. And the kind of music that uplifts the flesh. And the kind of music that's anti-God. We are in the midst of spiritual battle, and in the heat of the battle, Paul encourages the believers to do what we're about to do for eternity. And that is to sing on, God's people. Sing on. Let's read Ephesians chapter 5. Are we together tonight? How many alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic in Jesus? All right. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 9. Let's read it all together with a joyful heart. Ready? Ephesians 5, 19. Begin speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse number 20, please. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see a Christian is to sing, the Bible says, a new song. A new song. I tell you, Brother Fenero, when I got saved December 28, 1989, the Holy Ghost of God moved into this tabernacle. How many of you remember the night you got saved or the day you got saved? Oh, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Oh, ever since then, Brother David, when I got saved, there's a fight going on between the flesh and the spirit. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another. I don't know about you, but I never have trouble with the spirit. I always constantly have trouble with the flesh. This flesh craves the wrong type of music all the time. Before I got saved, I listened to the songs of the 80s. Some of you know that beat, the Michael Jackson era. I love the No New Year's Day, you know, the Stevie Wonder era. How did you know all those songs, Brother Martinez? I was in Brother Brandon Lukey's car the other day, and he was playing all those songs, you know. The Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give, Never Gonna Give, Never Gonna Give, Never Gonna Give, all those things. See, oh, you, I tell you what, the old nature of mine, the sinning machine, Brother Adam, called the flesh, enjoys this type of music right here. And maybe perhaps you like the 70s or the 60s or the 50s. In Brother Shelton's case, they have music back then, Brother Shelton. They did, all right. When God saved me, God added the spiritual man in me. As a born-again believer, I'm commanded to sing a new song. What is a new song? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's go to Psalm chapter number 40, please. Are we still together tonight? Psalm chapter number 40, verse number 1, please. Follow along as I read verse number 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 40, verse number 1. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. I remember, right? How many of you remember that time when you cried for Jesus and he saved you? Yes. Oh, look at verse number 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Verse 3, and he put a what? One more time, please. He put a what? One more time, he put a what? In my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. The phrase new song is mentioned 9 times in the Bible. It's not referring to this contemporary song these days. It's not referring to the fashionable modern songs that we've been hearing these days. It's referring to the spiritual songs that the new creature, the spiritual man, has to sing about. Psalm chapter 40 speaks of the new song and the old pit. The unsaved man is in the pit. The Bible calls it a horrible pit. You see that in the scripture there? It's a miry place, the Bible says. It's a noisy place. It's a heathen place. But when a man gets saved, God brings him out of that pit. And God wants to see him on higher ground. And God gives him a new song. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot combine the old music of the pit to the new song that God gives us. We cannot combine the world's music and songs and hymns and spiritual songs. And that's why there's no such thing as Christian rock, just as there's no such thing as Christian prostitution. Some churches have foolishly put gospel words to a rock beat and call it Christian music. Oh, it's still the world's music. It's still the old music of the pit. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Our church music should not sound like the world's music. Why? Because our music and our songs are opportunities to express our heart to God who created music. We cannot please God using the world's beat and the world's rhythms and the world's styles of music. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? And whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is enemy of God. We must not change our church music for the people. God will change the people for church music. Music is so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Napoleon understands the enormous power of music. He said these words, "Give me control over he who shapes the music of a nation, and I care not who makes the laws." Music creates an atmosphere that guides our reactions and emotions. I'm going to play some songs here. And I want you to go with your atmosphere and emotion and reactions based on what you hear. Hop, two, three, four. Hop, two, three. Get up! Forward, march! How many of you have the same vibe? The same atmosphere? The same action and reaction? Why? It's a marching song. Now, here's another one. What is music? Music creates an atmosphere that guides our reactions. Oh, yes. Don't sleep on now, all right? What do you want to do? You don't want to march. You want to go to bed. Now, how about this one? Christmas trees, ham, and rice, and turkey, and fish, and Christmas lights, decorated home. You see, music creates an atmosphere. Since music creates an atmosphere that guides our reactions and emotions, we must choose to listen to the music that ministers to our spirit, not our flesh.
Amen.
What are characteristics of spiritual songs? Real quick. Number one, please. Spiritual songs promote sacredness. Spiritual songs promote sacredness. Church music must stay sacred because music came from the sacred heart of God given to the church. God created music so his people could get closer to him, not away from him. Our pastor preached and taught on this subject last January on the music in the New Testament local church. Oh, I encourage you to go back and learn more. The progression of corruption of church music. It's incredible Bible studies. The devil knows we are musical beings. So he uses music and songs to lure the flesh. And by the way, the kind of music that we listen to represents our spiritual condition. Because music is a reflection of ideals and beliefs of people. In other words, our music reflects who we are and who we want to be. Thank you very much.
Staying alive, staying alive.
The music we listen to can either get us closer to God or closer to the pit. The devil is very subtle. He knows how to attract our flesh and our emotions, and he uses music as bait to get our attention. And that's why we cannot allow the world's music to infiltrate the church. And by the way, church music can be contaminated so easily. And that's why we appreciate more than ever our pastor's efforts in preserving the hymns and songs and spiritual songs. Can you write this down, please? Music comes from the word muse. Talk to me, class. Music comes from the word what?
Muse.
Muse. It means to think. Our way of thinking affects our way of living. The music, the kind of music we listen to will affect our thoughts, will affect our spirit, and eventually affect our way of Christian life. Therefore, it is important that we listen to the right kind of music, because what goes into our mind will eventually show up in our action, show up in our communication, show up in our behavior, show up in our lifestyle. When people walk the way they do sometimes, I know what they're listening to. Yo, what's up, dude? How you doing? That's Italian. But anyways, bring it down. I have yet to find a person coming out of a rock concert wearing suit and tie and modest apparel. Why? It represents what they're listening to. Therefore, it's important that we must watch what we're listening to, because spiritual songs only promote sacredness. Number two, spiritual songs set our spirit right. Spiritual songs set our spirit right. Psalm 28, verse number 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. Look at this. And with my song, I will praise him. Psalm chapter 118, verse number 14, the Lord is my strength and my song, and it's become my salvation. Singing spiritual songs healed King Saul, Solomon's heart. It helped King David in time of despair. And singing spiritual songs ministered to Peter and Paul and Barnabas in prison. I'm trying to say tonight, Christians, we are blessed to be given spiritual songs and hymns. Sing on, Christians. Sing on.
Amen.
We live in a world plagued by fear and hopelessness today. We live in a world plagued by unhappiness caused by heartaches and sorrows. And none of us are immune to these plagues. And if we're not careful, we can become miserable. That's why many Christians are discouraged and they've lost their joy in the Lord. But be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Sing it with me now. God will take care. Sing on, Christians. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. Here's a promise. God will take sing on, Christians, sing on. Spiritual songs promote sacredness. Spiritual songs set our spirit. And number three, spiritual songs search the heart. Spiritual songs search the heart. Psalm 77, verse number 6. I call to remembrance my song. In the night, I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. We sing, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. Oh, show me a rap song that makes you want to get right with God. Go ahead. Show me an R&B song that makes you want to think of the holiness of God. Oh, show me a rock and roll song that makes you want to muse on the land called heaven. Only spiritual songs will provoke us to holy living. And only spiritual songs will encourage us to get right with God. Only spiritual songs will get us closer to him. So my message tonight, sing on, Christians. Sing on. Whatever you're going through tonight, spiritual songs produce spiritual revival. Great revivals in history always had great singing involved. Moody had Sankey as his singer. Finney had Charles Alexander. Billy Sunday had Homer Rhode Aver. I'm trying to say spiritual songs produce spiritual revival. That's why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, pray for our youth camp. We need preaching and singing. Preaching and singing. Preaching and singing. Spiritual songs will make us conscious of God and will draw us closer to the presence of God. Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Spiritual songs will lead us to pray. Matthew 26, 30, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. I said, number one, spiritual songs promote sacredness. Spiritual songs set our spirit. Spiritual songs search the heart. Here's my last point, we're done. Spiritual songs strengthen us. Spiritual songs strengthen us. The music that we listen to can either grow us or destroy us. Spiritual songs point us to the goodness of the Almighty God. Psalm 13, verse number 6, I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. How many can say amen to that? How many can say God's been too good to you? Oh, you're overwhelmingly blessed. You're undeservingly blessed. I can say hallelujah, praise God. When we sing the spiritual songs, it makes us realize we are so undeserving that we are facing a holy God, yet we're sinful. We are facing a merciful God, yet we messed up. Oh, God's been so good to us. What a faithful God he is. Psalm 95, verse number 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Giving and make a joyful noise with psalms. Lately I've been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar marker of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than the cliche. There's no other way to tell you but to say, God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of a hard time, I wouldn't change them if I could. That's through it all, through it all, through it all. God's been good. Sing on, Christians. Sing on. Well, Brother Martinez, you don't know what I'm going through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing. I talked to a deaf pastor today. Because every time I sing and I see our deaf section, they can't hear melody. I said, how do deaf people sing? Breaks my heart. We enjoy the notes, the blending, the shouting, the singing, but they can't. Only heaven knows and explain all of that. But here's what he said. Isn't that amazing? When you watch deaf people read a psalm and they get their heart into it, though there's no note, there's no rhythm, there's nothing, but they're singing in their heart. I don't care your situation in life. We've been commanded to sing. We've been commanded to sing. God wants to hear you sing. When the winds are crashing round you. When the fiery darts around you. When despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice. Let me ask this a question. Christians, how's our singing lately? How's our singing lately? I like what Pastor said. A spiritual Christian is a singing Christian. A spirit-filled Christian is a singing Christian. Oh, our God in heaven, thank you for these truths about singing. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you minister to every need tonight. It's my prayer. Sing on, Christians, sing on! Oh, while we're down here, until then, we'll keep on singing, oh God. If you're unsaved tonight, I have good news for your friend. Our Savior can change your life. He is the one who can change your song. He will hear your cry. He will bring you up also unto a horrible, out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set your feet upon the rock and establish your goings. He can put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto our God. If you're not saved tonight, why don't you come to Jesus Christ tonight?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.